My name is Paul Hobcraft. I'm here in a conversation with Frank Mattis around the topic of ambidexterity. We believe, both of us, that this is an important topic to reflect upon in any entrepreneurial and even broader innovation understanding. And it forms one of the many important challenges innovators are facing today. My own work is in mentoring, coaching, advising on innovation. I'm attempting to piece together it into a broader context. I research, write, and offer through this work an emerging set of structures connecting our innovation world that we all operate within. In this conversation, Frank is going to be providing his expert opinion in this conversation, together to explore ambidexterity. That is arranged around three questions that are topical, relevant, and necessary to find answers to. We aim to cover them off as deeply as we can together in practical and also in tactical ways. The aim is to offer emerging practice and best principles that allow you the opportunity to form your own opinion and see the ways you might set about applying these in your own circumstances. So firstly, let me introduce Frank and then provide the contents of the conversation that leads into specific questions we will be exploring together. I've known Frank for a good time, and I can honestly say Frank has got an insatiable appetite. He searches always for the next big thing. But what Frank does is he connects a lot of those things into a pattern that gets a very good understanding for the clients he serves. Frank has a number of different strings to his bow, but his main consulting string is his consulting company called Innovation 3. It's constantly looking for the next big thing. So in the past, he's been spending time on open innovation, collaborative innovation, design thinking, lean startups. Now he's doing a lot of work on digital transformation. And what he does is he goes out there, works with companies on their behalf to work through each of these issues. Now, in recent times, he's begun to take these out in a more evangelistic frame, drawing in through a global network of advisors to help build up a better understanding, more diversity group. He's spending a lot of his time focusing on digital transformation for growth for companies, helping to answer questions for VPs, for a number of different people. He particularly works in and around the German area, German-speaking area, within his clients. Two very exciting things that he's been looking at and working on in recent times is a problem called scaling up, which it means that companies have always had a difficulty saying, well, I've got a great idea, how do I scale this up, how do I make this bigger? So that's one piece of initiative that he's working on at this moment of time in a collaborative environment. And the one that really leads us into today and today's conversation is a recently launched company called Dual Innovation, which is exactly the subject we will be talking about today. And this is, for me, always exciting because we always have great conversations, Frank and I. So welcome, Frank. And let me, if I may, introduce the context of the framing of the questions, and then we'll get into the opportunity of having a conversation.
Yes, please do so. May I add a couple of things?
You may also, like, all me add a couple of things.
Thanks for the kind words, Paul. Searching for the next big thing on the Innovation 3 side, yes, that's certainly true. I mean, the common thread that I see in there is still open innovation. I mean, someone has coined the famous sentence that 99% of the smart people don't work for your company. And in that context, in the last 2-3 years, it became apparent that, say, the physical way of innovation and some digital innovations are merging. So this is why on the Innovation 3 side, these two strings are converging. And one thing that I'd like to add on the dual innovation side, I actually co-founded this together with a Swiss gentleman by the name of Ralph Orr, who's also a multi-year seasoned innovation expert and also, by the way, one of the top bloggers on innovation globally. So I do not claim all the accolades for myself, but at least part of it I want to share with Ralph Orr, who could not be in that conversation today.
Thanks, Frank, for filling this in. Let's move into the context. Now, we've got three questions we're going to look at. We'll most probably have about 10, 12 minutes each of the questions. And then, obviously, we'll pause in between those questions, most probably for us to take breath, actually, Frank. So the contents of the framing has really been drawn out from a range of crowdsourced questions coming in from the entrepreneur community. So the framing has been around separating the organization design into a dual one, to exploit to the existing business and explore for the new business, and how it creates certain difficulties of corporate alignment and identification. Are measurements in this area hard to do? How do we integrate the different activities of when you explore and when you exploit? Managing and strengthening business as usual with future business needs. And how should this be managed? By whom? And what needs to be set up to ensure they can eventually fit and work and bring collective benefit to the organization? So, three questions are these. There are many organizations struggling with the concept of dual structures. What is the best way to set these up, keep them separate, or have separate linkages back to the core? What are good examples of organizations managing these? What are the pitfalls to look for or avoid? And are there any other approaches to explore as alternatives or to compare, for example, with the flat models example? So that's question one. So let's get there and let's get into that, Frank.